According to Politico, those D.C. lobbyists are really worried over the new chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, Missouri Congressman Jason Smith. Corporate tax lobbyists are not used to taking heat from Republicans, and many don't know what to make of Smith. People are wondering how best to approach him with corporate issues, said one former Republican tax aide. People have spun themselves into a frenzy. Now, if you didn't know this, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, it's one of the most important jobs in Washington. Every tax and every trade bill goes through the Ways and Means Committee. None of the other House committees have this authority, and the committee is never going to report a bill that the chair doesn't agree with. So Congressman Smith has a huge position. But what really has K Street in an uproar is that Smith may not play the usual globalist ball. This means they're going to have to heavily lobby other members of the committee to try to overrule him, which longtime lobbyist tells Politico he's already doing. In the past, the chair of Ways and Means was a champion of globalization. Former chair Kevin Brady, he was anti-tariff and a Bush Republican. A Congressman Jason Smith, unless he's somehow co-opted, is obviously just what we need. The Republican Party needs to be a working class party. We've tried it the other way, when the donor class, the elites on Wall Street, when they ran the show. We were left with massive trade deficits, a stronger China, and a stagnating middle class America. Joining me now is Congressman Jason Smith, the new chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. Congressman, do you intend to stand up to any of your fellow GOP members who are hearing from those very angry and worried lobbyists?
You know, first off, Laura, thanks for having me. And I'll tell you, my fellow GOP members on the Ways and Means Committee stand with me in that the Republican Party is the party of the working class. Who would have ever even thought that the fact that you said your priority is the American worker, small businesses, and family farmers, that would cause K Street to turn into a tizzy? But it's all about what our priorities are in the party. And I'll tell you, the people on my committee, they're behind us.
On the trade issue specifically, President Trump released his big trade plan today, which, I mean, if it wasn't written by someone like a Bob Lighthizer, who is, in my mind, the best USTR we ever had, then it was someone who thinks like him, because it was very heavy on America first priorities, tariffs when needed, and putting China back on its heels after the massive trade deficit we had last year. Do you agree in principle with those themes as chair of the House Ways and Means?
Let me tell you, you can guarantee, first off, that Bob was a part of that and that he helped draft those policies. And we've been working with Bob. We have to make sure that we bring back our strategic supply chains back here to the United States. We need to make sure we're energy secure, we're food secure, and we're healthcare secure. We also, Laura, we need to go after these companies that have lost their American identity and they've become beholden to China. And then they still expect a handout, a taxpayer handout. These are the items that we have to look at in the Ways and Means Committee, and we got to push this administration on trade, because the Biden administration, Laura, they've been out to lunch. They're doing nothing. They're allowing China to steamroll us. They're allowing no agreement. For example, the Mexico-USMCA agreement, they're not purchasing the rice from farmers that they're supposed to be purchasing from, and they're coming up with these fake trade barriers. They need to be held accountable.
And on the issue of Made in America that Biden promised in that infrastructure bill, isn't that going by the wayside because Europe complained about the electric vehicle tariff? That's another thing they're going to basically kiss goodbye.
Laura, they're definitely trying to kiss that goodbye. But you know what? It's also interesting to see some of these companies that are partnering with China to help build those batteries right there in Michigan. It's a little bit unacceptable, and it's stuff we need to be looking into.
Congressman, we're going to be watching you very carefully, and we wish you all the best. Thank you so much.